101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gozzi.
Couple of things we need to mention here.
Yes.
Just out of the 6 o'clock news. Jessica Mowboy's on the show after 8 o'clock this morning.
Jess
so
bloody Mowboy.
We love Jess on the show, and we want to put her to the test this morning. She's on that TV show, The Secret Daughter, on Channel 7. So we want to put her to
Season
the test.
Season 2 is coming out.
Yeah, she doesn't even know when yet on Channel 7.
She goes, sometime.
She's like, I've got it. It's in the can. It's good to go. But we want to do the TV bio guessing game with Jess today to take you on with some TV shows. So we'll get to that. But that's not the biggest story of the day. That's not the biggest news of the day on the show. The biggest news of the day is Channing Tatum has followed my friend Bree here. Did you
it's
not
big.
Say? Did you not? You didn't know what was coming then?
No,
you're
I didn't. What's the big news? And then I was a little bit disappointed.
I think I'm thinking about this more than you, maybe. This is Channing bloody Tatum, mate.
It's all right? Weird.
This is Magic Mike.
The real this Channing Tatum. Yes. And if people are listening right now going, oh, it's a fake account, no. Like you've been hacked. It's the real one. We've looked into it. It's got the blue tick of approval. He's got 15 million followers. It's the real one.
Yep, and if you click on his recently followed, you'll see on that front page there, Bree Thomasell, Halsey,
yep.
Conor McGregor,
oh, yep.
Kevin Hart, Ellen DeGeneres, and Jessica Alba, and Jimmy Fallon. So I mean, this is just a crew of people that... You know, all get together in one room.
We all run together and we all follow each other on Instagram.
And you reckon it might be off the back of some, the Magnum video that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it is the where I talk about how mini Magnums, if anyone's ever bought those before, are ridiculous. And a few pages on Instagram have been circulating that video.
Yep.
And I've been getting quite a few followers from it. And I think Channing Tatum was one of them.
He's all you need. I'd ask all the rest to stop following you and just have Channing Tatum following you. That's
just
it.
Just one follower. That'd be actually awesome.
It's Channing, so it counts for a lot.
I had a few people message me actually and they were like, I looked into it. It is the real one.
It is.
And I was like, I'm telling you.
So keep listening to the show if you're a Channing Tatum fan because we are going to work this for everything that it's worth. We're going to message him. We're going to try and get him on. He's the new white gold. Forget Michelle Pfeiffer. She's dead to us. We want Channing Tatum on the show, guys.
I like that. I'm all for it.
Okay, so we're going to work on that today on the show. This is exciting news for the Bree and Gaundy show.
You can hear how mine and Channing's relationship will blossom
it
on this show.
It unfolds in front of everyone. Forget the wife. Don't worry about the wife.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
You know how they say if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yep.
Well, Vegemite have thrown that out the window. And they've created a new blend.
Where did we find this? 1967?
This is classic Vegemite, mate.
Vegemite need an update on this song, quick.
Get Jess Mowboy to do it.
Oh, that's good.
I'd like that.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
I'd take that.
Vegemite, they've come out. Have you seen this?
I saw it yesterday. What is it? Vegemite 17.
Vegemite Blend 17. So it's got a shiny golden label and it launched yesterday. Premium version of the classic Aussie condiment.
Well, you know what annoys me about that?
What?
We've been getting some second-rate Vegemite for 50-odd years.
They just scrape it out of the bottom of the barrels and put it in the jar.
You're telling me there's a premium now? Where was the premium back then? So what's different about this Vegemite?
Well, we're not exactly sure.
No one knows.
They're saying it's bolder and richer than the original favourite.
Bolder, richer. Okay. It's pretty bold and rich already.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more bold
well,
and rich
Well, that's how
I'd
describe Vegemite, isn't it? But it's interesting to see that they tried... You remember when they tried to revitalise Vegemite?
Yeah, they did the Vegemite 2.0, which...
Ice snack.
Oh, what was the ice snack?
Remember the ice snack? You don't remember that? They bought out... It was kind of like, you know, those snack packs that came out where you dip it in the cheese and then Vegemite did their own where you put the biscuits into the Vegemite,
yeah. Are they still doing that?
Oh, I think it didn't go very
well.
They
did the cheesy Vegemite. Didn't mind that.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
The Blend 17, the premium jar, is going to set you back at $6.99 for a 150-gram jar, which, get this, is almost double the price of the original.
Oh, want to be double as good.
I bet you that you would taste it and you would go, taste the same.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I am interested to try it. Like, I want to see the difference. Is it in shops? Can I get Vegemite 17?
I think it is. They haven't released exactly where it will be. It is in shops now.
Okay.
But I was thinking we should do a thing tomorrow on the show where we get I'll get both.
Yep.
And we'll put it both on toast, and then we have to pick. Which is which?
I thought you were going to say we smother it on ourselves. We'll get both. We'll smother it on
Where's
ourselves.
Where's your head at this morning?
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM. 101.3 CFM. Hoopla.
Dean McCarthy. We've just found out Dean McCarthy is live from Newcastle this morning, which, Dean.
Hello, guys.
You've gone to Newcastle before coming to the Central Coast. You know we're rivals, mate. What
I
is going on?
We were special. Well,
you are special. I was basically, it was just like a route thing. Like coming down and then I go to Sydney. No?
All I hear is blah, blah, blah. You like Newcastle better than us.
Mate, Central Coast is in between Sydney and Newcastle. We're actually first. You could have come here first and then gone to Newcastle.
Oh, and I'm coming from Brisbane.
Oh. Oh,
yeah. Well,
okay.
Down the road. Right,
then. Well, no, you should have come to the Central Coast. They're going back to Newcastle. Oh, you love Monday. Nick and Sophie more than us. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Oh, come on now. Come on.
I'm like a parent. All my children are the same.
We're your favourite, mate. Hey, Dean, what have you got for us today?
This is epic. This is pretty breaking from Hollywood. Are you both sitting down?
Yep.
Right, sit down. Channing Tatum, headlines today. Channing Tatum has followed Bree on Instagram today.
Absolute idiots.
Biggest news, no doubt. Channing Tatum.
How did this, everyone's been messaging. E! News.
Shut up, Dean.
Right?
I love it, Dean.
Come on. When you heard it, Dean, were you a little bit impressed?
Oh, jealous AF. Jealous.
Like, who's the most famous celebrity? Who's the most famous celebrity that follows you on Instagram?
I don't think anyone exciting follows me. Oh my God, of course. Gaundy follows me on Instagram.
Well done, Dean. Yes.
Don't worry, he follows heaps of buff men, so don't think you're special.
I can recommend getting onto Dean McCarthy's Instagram. Have you met Channing Tatum, Dean?
Yeah, I have actually. Ages ago at a Magic Mike premiere. It was really quick.
And any reason why he'd follow my friend Bree on Instagram? We're trying to work it out this morning. We really are.
I'm pretty much pregnant with his baby. So.
Right. I don't know. Well, Bree's pretty amazing and she's hilarious. Have you ever seen her videos online?
Mate. I see her more than my fiance Jamie. Of course, I've seen her videos online. Hey, no, they are good, and you can check them out for yourself. Now, the second biggest news topic of the day, of course, behind that is a lot of people talking about Eminem and his roast of Donald Trump.
Yeah, so he was at the BET Hip Hop Awards, and basically they cut to him doing like a freestyle rap, a pre-recorded freestyle rap. It was scathing. I found out about this. I was on Twitter and all of a sudden Ellen tweeted, "I love Eminem." And I'm like, that's super random. What does that mean? And then it all started. If you've got some audio, have a listen to this. Eminem going in on the current president of the US.
It's like we take a step forwards, then backwards. But this is his form of distraction. Plus, he gets an enormous reaction when he attacks the NFL. So we focus on that and instead of talking Puerto Rico with gun reform for Nevada, all these horrible tragedies, and he's bored and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers. Then says he wants to lower our taxes. Then who's gonna pay for his extravagant trips back and forth with his fam to his golf resorts and his mansions? Same shit that he tormented Hillary for and he slandered, then does it more.
Oh.
Whoa.
You can tell Eminem's getting old because he was puffed.
Yeah. He was
too. He was like...
He was too. Hey, I'm an Eminem fan and, like, you know, respect that he takes on the president like that. He feels passionate about it. But I found it a little bit awkward to watch.
Really? Yeah, with no music.
No, he just sort of stood and delivered the lyrics and all the guys stood around the cars, like, nodding, like, yeah. Yeah.
You tell him.
Get him.
Yeah, I found it a touch awkward, but, you know, people are going
still
mad
cool
for it today. Yeah, for sure. Hey,
Bree,
just
what
quickly
did Channing Tatum think?
Yes.
I like to keep our relationship private, so.
And we'll leave it at that. You can't top Channing and Eminem. I think we'll leave it at that this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Dean, good to catch up with you, mate. And so you're in Newcastle now. Are you going to come through the Central Coast, what, today? When
Monday.
Are you staying in Newcastle that long?
Yeah, I'll be in. I've got something in Sydney tomorrow morning. I'm coming back up to Gosford on Monday.
Are you doing R&B Fridays tonight? The show's on tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay.
Going
No. He's going to the right. Friday night show.
All right, Dean, chat tomorrow, mate.
Love it. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Dean McCarthy here at C. News is next, featuring Channing Tatum following.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Jessica Mowboy's here. Morning, Jess.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, Jess.
Jessica Mowboy. How
like,
are you?
I feel like we should sing whenever Mowboy gets into it, you know? Like,
yeah, but that's a bad idea.
Yeah, good morning.
See what
oh,
I mean?
See, that was good.
Good morning.
Yes.
Like see? Mr. G.
Don't let yourself down.
I do
yeah,
feel
Mr.
like
G.
Mr. G.
Yes.
Morning.
Throw your hands up in the sky as you do it.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
Get amongst it. How you been since we last chatted to you, Jess? You all right?
You know, really busy. I've been touring, obviously, with the release of the Secret Daughter Season 2 album. Mm-hmm. So that's just giving me life at the moment. And obviously the response from, you know, the community, I've been out and about singing some songs off the record, as well as doing a lot of signings and just hearing people's, I guess, views on you know, watching the show. They love it. They want to know when the next season's out. So yeah, it gives me a lot of, you know, there's a lot of positiveness around, you know, doing the show and coming back for a second season.
That's a little awkward if you come face to face with someone that doesn't like it, Jess. Now, Jess,
well, that's the thing. I've never, but now that we've kind of spoken about it, I'm sure somebody is going to. So there we go.
Let me give you a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
It's all love, Jess. It's all love for the show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, very proactive and just obviously I'm kind of on the edge of my seat wondering, you know, because Seven haven't given me an actual date of when they're going out with the show or when, you know, when they're going live out on the network. So I'm just kind of like, you know, kind of sitting back and just going, when, just like everybody else. Yeah.
I think we're all doing the same thing. Hey, Jess, how exciting are ARIA nominations?
I know.
What?
Oh, my gosh. It's blowing my mind. You know, everything from best song of the year, Apple Music song of the year, best video.
All right, mate, don't talk it up. We know how many you got nominated.
Best Australian live act. Like, come on, best Australian live act is pretty. Like, that's the top. I mean, we're talking about getting out there in the community and performing and singing. You know, singing your music and serenading. You know, people out there and doing it live. So that's a really major one. I think if I was to choose one of them that I would love to win for would be that one. I think that's really honouring.
And obviously you're always worried about when you release new music is getting that kind of, you know, recognition, and this is that right now, which is awesome for you.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm pretty much over the moon. I'm blown away. I was just sitting there with my mouth open going, what? This is crazy. And for six, I think, yeah, that pretty much tops, is pretty much a highlight, I
Jess,
think.
One of the most nominated,
well,
I think.
That's wow. That's all well and good. Most nominated, all these, yeah, that's great. Bree?
I'm so humbled and
so
I'm just,
modest.
The
so
credit
modest.
Is amazing. I'm
amazing. You're amazing. We
just Bree and I have been nominated for a couple of radio awards. All right.
Yeah,
so just,
I mean, that's major. You know, to be recognised for what you do and what you love and what you get up every day in the morning to.
They're the real crappy ones that we don't really had anything to
that's
do with.
Just,
but we'll take it.
We don't even know the categories, but there's a couple there, Jess.
Yes,
so
yes.
We're pretty happy with that ourselves.
Best
well, congratulations
so.
To you. Like what you guys do, manifest your heart and your soul. It's, you know, it's a physical job, you know, it's both. It works both ways. And, you know, what you guys do is, you know, is amazing. Give people love and give people hope and belief and let them know what's going on in the world.
I feel empowered right now. Brilliant. I feel really good. That's great.
Can we grab that and just use that as an endorsement for our show?
And a motivation.
Yeah, Jess Mowboy endorsed.
I've got to say, you say it's a physical job. If you see my rig, Jess, it's nothing physical about radio. I'll tell you that much.
It takes a lot of emotion
opposite.
And bravery and guts, you know. I think confidence and telling people what you think.
Well, guts we both got. A lot of it.
Either way, I've got a gut.
Oh, it's hard.
I love you, Jess.
It's hard coming into summer. Hey, Jess, I don't know if word has got to you yet, but it is a game that is sweeping Australia.
And it's big.
Bree here is the master of this game. We do it called the movie bio guessing game, where
the movie bio guessing game.
It's very simple.
Okay.
I mean, you're talented.
Yes.
You are nominated for six ARIAs. I've got my own talents, and one of those is being able to guess any movie based just merely on the movie bio.
Okay, great. I'm up for that.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm a movie freak. Like, I love, like, in my spare time when I'm not doing music. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yes,
like,
yes. It is.
Just movies, like, so, yeah, movie head.
I'll read out a movie bio. First one to buzz in and guess the movie wins. Bree tends to do it in the first couple of sentences.
Oh, damn. I'm nervous.
Look out, Jess.
Well, this is my first time doing it, so cut me some slack.
We're changing it up just a touch, Jess. We're gonna call it the TV show bio guessing
because
game.
You're on a TV show, The Secret Daughter, which we love. Season 2 is coming out, so we thought we'd change it up just for you.
All right, up next on the show, it's the TV bio guessing game. Jess, you're going to stick around and take on Bree.
Bring it on.
Stick around, you mob.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Jessica Malboy is with us right now to play a special edition of this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
TV
edition of the movie bio guessing game, Jess. Although, I would like to hear Jess take you on in movies because it sounds like Jess knows her stuff.
It does sound like.
Kind of. I mean, in my spare time, I get to, you know, that's what I love to do. I love to sit on the couch, catch up on some movies.
Netflix.
Or, you know, Netflix. Foxtel. I love my Foxtel. So, yeah, why not? And eat salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, I love salt and vinegar.
Yes. That's my ideal kind of break.
Are you a Foxtel? Are you a Foxtel ambassador, Jess?
No.
Oh, you are now.
Maybe send them this air check, Jess.
A deal is coming your way, Jess.
Yeah, okay. I won't say no.
We also love Foxtel.
No, I love Foxtel.
Oh, Foxtel is the best. We love it. So good. Very good. Okay, here comes the TV shows, guys. Quickly, any fighting words for Jess Bree?
Jess, I know you're an internationally known star. But I had garlic bread and just garlic bread for dinner last night, so I feel like I've trained.
Take that.
Yep.
Okay.
Jess.
Damn. I don't know what to say about this.
You suck.
Yeah. Like, I am. I think I'm going to lose. I feel like, you know, I feel like this is going to be really competitive.
No.
And have the upper hand. You've done this before.
Jess.
You're messing with my mind.
You're getting in her head. I like that.
But I'm going to give you love anyway.
Buzz in with your name, Jess, if you know what TV show this is.
Okay.
After the death of his wife and son during childbirth, Claire's father, Jack, marries a city girl, Ruth. Tess was the product.
Bree?
Oh, Bree's
I've never seen it, but is it Brothers and Sisters?
Brothers and Sisters? Incorrect.
Damn.
Jess, You've got a free guess right now. You can have a free guess.
Okay. Doctor.
Doctor is incorrect. I've never even heard of that show. Okay.
I've heard of that show.
Okay. All right. All right, Tess. In a short relationship. Okay, growing up, the two girls had been very close but were separated when Ruth took 5-year-old Tess back to the city. 20 years later, after Jack's sudden death, his daughters each inherit half of a heavily mortgaged...
Jess.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I feel like you've got it, Jess.
Is it... Oh, my gosh, it kind of sounds like... Is it The Secret Daughter?
Think Daughter. No, that is your show. Nice little plug.
Oh, damn. Okay, great.
Think Daughters.
Damn.
Yeah, Daughters.
Daughters. Daughters. This is so hard.
I need an answer.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like
three.
Sons and daughters there.
Oh, good guess, but no. Anyone else? Come on, Bree. You know this show.
Do I?
Yes.
Guys, this is so hard.
Okay.
Oh, no.
The father's name is Jack McLeod.
Bree!
Jess!
McLeod's daughters.
You said your buzzer, so
just in before
Right. I loved watching McLeod's.
It was good, right?
It was a good show. How did I miss that one?
All right,
that
here comes
good
the second TV show.
Okay.
All right.
The most popular local production on Australian television. A weekly police drama based on
Bree?
A fictional...
Blue Heelers! It's Blue Heelers!
Yes!
Ah, she's got the Blue Heelers!
I'm taking out Jess now!
Jess.
Man.
You had so many cracks.
That was really, like, I felt very competitive. Like, I felt like,
Gosh. Like we really got into that there.
Next time we meet,
we will do the movie bio audition. Go back to the movies. The other movies I had lined up ready to go, in case it went to a three-peat, was Water Rats.
Oh, I was going to say Water Rats.
Yes, and I also did have Jess, the secret daughter.
To finish it off.
I was going to get to that.
All good.
Three clean sweeped it.
No hard feelings.
I'm putting that on my resume, Jess.
I feel bad.
That was a lot of fun.
I feel bad we have to end it like this, Jess.
I know. Movie bio guessing game next time, Jess.
Next time, for sure, hands down.
Make sure you get the album. All the best at the Arias. You've got the nominations there.
You're bound to pick up one. You're nominated for six.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the love and thanks for playing the song. So big love to you guys.
And we can't wait for season two of The Secret Daughter as well on Channel 7. Can they hurry up and tell us when it's starting?
I know, please.
Yeah.
Can you tell us any spoilers?
Look, I have to say there is a bit of romance for Billy. She finds a bit of love.
Any on-screen kisses, Jess?
Oh, you're going to have to wait and see, I reckon.
Okay. Well,
tashing on with
a bit of clash, I think, you know, having kind of made her way into the city and, you know, being a little bit more, you know, coming into the environment, there's a bit of a clash there with
I'm excited for it.
The stepmother.
Okay. All right, well, we know you love Channel 7, but just on the way out, anything you want to say about Foxtel?
Free subscription would be good.
Love Foxtel.
I just love them. Yeah, I do.
Thanks,
see you, Jess.
Ta-ra, you mum.
Bye.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
If you've been listening to the show this morning, you'll know Channing Tatum has followed my friend Bree on Instagram. It's been in the news. Dee McCarthy reported on it in Scoopla. Bree's been constantly banging on about it. We're like, mate.
I have not.
Fine.
If there was ever an example of playing it cool, this isn't it. Guys.
No girl listening right now could honestly say if Channing Tatum followed them on Instagram, they'd be playing it cool.
Yeah, I definitely didn't look at it and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Channing. Who else has followed me today? Hey, we'd love to hear from you, though. 13, 12, 16, if a celebrity has ever followed you, big or small. I mean, we're talking Reese Maston all the way up to Channing Tatum.
We'll take them all.
We'll take anyone in from there in between. Like, I got Tim O'Matic.
Who was the one that followed you? Was it on LinkedIn or it was
Richard Wilkins.
That's right.
From the Today Show. I've got him on LinkedIn, guys. So we don't chat back and forth, but he's aware of what the Gorn's doing. But
you're an idiot.
13, 12, 16, if a celebrity has followed you or someone that you consider to be a celebrity, we want to hear from you this morning. And also next, we did discover that Bree has sent Channing Tatum a little sneaky DM, a little slide in on the DM.
Guys, I slid in on the DMs as if you're not. It's my one opportunity.
I thought I was going to help you put the message together, but no, you've jumped in on that. And we want to. I haven't heard what the message is yet. I don't know what you sent to Channing.
And I haven't checked this morning whether he's seen it or not.
That takes a lot of resilience to not see. So you're going to find out next whether Channing. Will you lose it if he's seen the message?
I'll be sad because he hasn't written back.
We'll get to that next.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
It's all sunshine in here.
God, can you shut up about this?
Oh, mate, you're the one that's been banging on about on your Instagram. And ever since it happened.
Well, I thought it was a big deal last night.
We rocked up at work together today, pulled up in the car. First thing you said to me, Channing Tatum, follow me on
Instagram.
You
said that to me.
I thought, oh, where's hi? Where's good morning?
You're yelling at me at 4:30 in the morning going, how weird is that?
I do love it. I love it.
It's strange.
I mean, he's got millions of followers, Channing Tatum.
15.4.
Yeah, and he only follows 196 people. You're one of them. And recently on his list is Conor McGregor, Ellen.
Cara Delevingne.
Yes.
Kevin Hart.
So it's bizarre. Is what it is.
I'm in that category now. I'm rolling with the big dogs.
So what have you got for us then?
Well,
because you've sent him a message, which I haven't heard what the message is.
Of course, if Channing Tatum follows you, of course you're going to, you know, slide into his DMs.
Oh, yeah, I would.
You got to. Last night.
I can't wait to hear this.
I haven't even looked to see if he's seen it yet.
I can't wait to hear what you wrote to Channing. This is your first interaction with Channing Tatum. This is great.
To Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I wrote, Channing, you bloody legend. Cheers for the follow, mate.
Oh. Is that it?
That's it.
You've gone too hard with the mate stuff. Like, you're trying to be one of the, you know, like
one
a friend.
One of the boys.
The boys.
I'm Aussie.
Yeah, I know.
It's
but
cute.
He's going to friend zone you straight away.
There's no because I actually have a chance.
Come on.
Update, guys.
Who knows?
If Channing has seen the message.
Oh, now this is good. Has he seen it? Because he hasn't replied, obviously.
Hasn't replied.
Oh, dog.
So
a dog
I'm
act.
Already upset by that.
Bloody Channing Tatum. Oh, what was that?
It's Channing.
No, it's not. Can you imagine? I'm listening live.
Channing Tatum.
Has he or hasn't he seen it?
He hasn't seen it yet.
Hasn't seen it. Okay, well, that's good.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because if he'd seen it and not replied, then that's bad. The fact he hasn't seen it yet means there's still a chance.
Listen to the glimmer of hope in your voice.
I say,
if he replies,
yep.
If he replies,
okay,
what do I say?
Oh, that is a good question. I mean, so many things you want to say to Channing in one
Instagram
message.
This could be my one chance.
See, now here's the thing. I don't know if I'd be focusing on what to reply to Channing Tatum.
Okay.
I would, at the moment, be focusing on what to send as a second message to Channing Tatum.
I've you already got it.
You need to do the double up message to Channing.
Oh, the double up.
Yeah, do the double up. Why
right.
not?
Right, sending a nude now.
Yeah, because he'd get none of those.
Yeah, true. I'll stand out from the rest.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
I don't give a sh- news.
We just take the stories that Dean McCarthy gives us and we recycle them.
Well, it's funny because he does send us a list of stories. There'd be about six things that he wants to talk about and we go, no, 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 meh, meh. Run with those two. So these are the ones that don't necessarily make the list. But we go head-to-head here, Bree. Me v you. Rach is the judge on whose story she cares less about, but you really need to sell your story. And, I mean, you've raced to put this on the board today, so I'm guessing you've got something good.
Looked up there and debatable.
Went, well, here we go. Bree's got something.
Debatable if it's good.
Okay. Well, ladies first, what's your story today?
Oh, guys, it's massive news in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some of the biggest news in Hollywood over the last 24 hours. Let me read you the title on news.com this morning. Margot Robbie goes braless in mini dress at I, Tonya screening.
I don't give a sh** news.
And then, followed by that, is a whole article about how she's not wearing a bra.
Lucky, I almost ran with this story as well.
You did?
I saw this and I did almost run with it. But what I will say is Margot Robbie in any story I'm interested in. So
yeah, because you're a 30-something-year-old male.
Yeah, Margot Robbie's the hottest thing in the world
but
right now.
Come on, a whole
hottest
story.
Celebrity.
A whole story about how her nips are out. Come on.
Yes. In a non-creepy way. Oh. I mean, remember when we were in Brisbane and we watched the movie Wolf of Wall Street and she was there. She was at the premiere.
That's before she went really,
really
big.
Really big.
So we were like, oh, that's cool, but
Margot Robbie's here and she sat there and watched her sex scene in that movie and we're all like, ooh, Margot's
so
just over
awkward.
There. Just over
She's
there.
She's just as hot in real life.
Yeah, can vouch.
So attractive.
Okay, so that's the story you're running with this morning.
Big news, guys.
Here's mine.
Oh, here we go.
Channing Tatum. So, any chance I could get to manage Channing today? Channing Tatum, guys, he wants a dozen kids. He's already got one with his wife, Jenna Tatum. They're trying for the second one right now, Bree. I'm sorry to break it to you, but there's a big article today about how Channing wants 12 kids.
Maybe he wants them quickly, and that's why he added me on Instagram last night. I might be the surrogate or the extra girlfriend. I'm okay with that.
Now, look, I'm okay with being the extra girlfriend surrogate.
All my morals just go out the window.
Now, to be fair, the only reason I brought this up is another chance to mention that Channing Tatum followed my friend Bree. I'm pretty excited about it. But, I mean, does anyone care about him and his 12 kids?
I don't give a shit. News.
I care.
He's got one. Who cares if he wants 12?
12 is a lot.
I was either going to run with that or a story about Mel B on a yacht in Hawaii. So it was one of those two.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, Here's the headline for that. Mel B exhibits an eye-popping cleavage and rocks some hard abs in a tiny bikini
so
in Hawaii.
So it would have been Margot Robbie's tartars, yes, up against Mel B's tartars. Whose tartars do you care less about?
I've kind of thrown a curveball.
Which story are you going with? Hey, let me do another story and then we can...
Can you make it a Channing Tatum one, please? I don't care. Whichever one you care less about. Let's go all three. I'm guessing like Channing, so you...
I love Channing Tatum. Out of those two, I'd care less about Margot Robbie.
I'm just slipping in the Brie.
But if you
follow Brie, guys, on Instagram.
So that means I win.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, I'm on with Margot.
Don't give a sh**. News.
Righto, mate.
That'd be the first time Margot Robbie's ever lost a... Or I care less about that.
I feel like it's all because I confused Rach with the double story.
Yeah, you did a little bit, because I actually care less about Mel B. I don't like Mel B at all.
Should have went with Mel B.
But did I mention Channing Tatum followed Brie on Instagram? I mean, that's pretty good.
That was the main reason.
Set up with Brie and Gornsey.
CFM.
I'm still getting roped into The Bachelorette at the moment.
You're still watching it?
Yeah, I'm still watching it. Every now and then, I miss the last couple of weeks, but I like to catch up with those punky recaps. You know when they do those funny videos?
They are funny.
They are brilliant. I can't wait to see today's version, because last night on the show, Jared, he's the guy that's got the winery.
The vineyard.
The vineyard.
He's the stage 5 clinger.
He's the clinger.
He needs to back off. And I know people say, oh, it's the way they edit the show. No. That guy... is a stalker.
That's his personality coming through. I think he genuinely loves Sophie. He will stop at nothing to get her. You know, he's always really red when she's around too.
He is.
It's like love just comes straight to the face.
He's all in.
He's all in.
The poor guy.
Too far in for my liking. But I just want to play a little piece of the show last night, and you missed it last night, but the guy cries over a blankie he had as a kid. Have a listen to him talk about his...
Oh, no.
They're all sitting in onesies, Brie. Just picture they've all got onesies on.
Well, that's a good time.
And they're... Yeah, it's a bit of fun. And they've brought something from their childhood, and he's holding a piece of his blankie.
Oh, my God.
Have a listen.
I used to go to my friend's place, and I went to his place without my blankie, and I couldn't stay over at his house because I was losing my mind.
Without it.
Shut up, man.
Leave him alone. I want to hear.
Such losers.
Honestly.
The blanket used to be like a towel, and I used to hang on to the blanket so much, and I slept with it every night.
This is a part of the actual
This
blanket.
Is part of my blanket. I was just, I could never live without it. And,
Goes on a little bit after that where he does break down and he cries over his blankie.
Why is he crying?
And Sophie has to, you know...
Console him
and say, are you all right over your blankie? And this isn't like back a few episodes ago where that guy faked an injury and the fake tears. This is genuine tears over his childhood blankie.
Why have these producers picked all of these guys who are actually a little bit crazy?
For this reason. For this exact reason, I'm guessing.
Good TV.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to put it out there to the people that listen to this show right now.
That would turn me off, I'm afraid.
I watched it last night and I was like, mate... Toughen up.
I don't mind.
All about guys, you know, having a cry over something and showing their emotions. I've done it myself.
I don't think guys can't cry. Let's just put it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, you know, I'm fine with guys having a cry. I think it's good for people. But not over that.
Pull it together, man. And here's
come on, mate.
In front of the girl that you supposedly love and you're trying to get, like, come on.
What, do you think it was a tactic?
No, I genuinely don't think it's a tactic. I think he was pretty upset over his blankie. He said he's missing
upset
his family.
Upset over what?
He said it reminded him of his family who he was missing a little bit, and the blankie reminded him of that.
How long's he been away? 2 weeks?
You're living in a mansion, mate, having a crack at Sophie Monk.
Could be worse.
I mean, pull it together, man.
Jeez.
13, 12, 16, I'd love to know from the ladies, do you find emotional guys attractive, or is it a turn off if a guy cries in front of you? Maybe you've broken up with a guy because he was too emotional. I don't know. I just want to do a listener poll to the people on 13, 12,
ladies.
16 right now. Ladies.
Or guys, if you're dating guys,
maybe you
can get involved.
Maybe you're an emotional guy and you'd like to, you know, back this guy and say it's all good.
I don't think anyone is listening to that and going, oh, yeah, that was warranted.
Yep. I definitely want to jump in the sack with that guy and make him a partner.
He just went to stage 6.
Yeah, exactly. Too far. Should have got the boot. But anyway, 13, 12, 16, I do genuinely want to know from the ladies, do you find crying a turn off or attractive?
Get up with Brie and Gornsey.
CFM.
Even if you're not watching The Bachelorette, last night on the show. You love this because there's a guy on the show called Jared. You may have heard of him. He's the Stage 5 clinger. He bought Sophie Monk a love fern, right, and gave it to her and said, "This is our love fern, and we're going to watch it grow together."
I heard he bought two. One for
did
her,
he?
One for him. No, get this, you'll
yes,
love this.
Yes, yes, yes.
He bought one for her, one for himself, and then some of the guys in the house weed on his, so it died.
Brilliant. Well done. this is for love.
So
and he
good.
Got super emotional about that, and all the other guys were like, come on, mate, it's a bit of a laugh. I would have peed on it as well. Now, last night on the show, he was crying over his little blankie, sitting in a onesie, talking to Sophie Monk about his childhood. Have a listen to him tearing up here.
You all right? Jared?
Oh, I just need a minute.
I love Sophie Monk.
You all right? Jared? You all right? You want to come have a dart?
But just quick poll to the people, 13, 12, 16, because I am genuinely fascinated. Do you find this stuff attractive when guys get emotional, or are you fully turned off?
Not in that context.
Watching it last night, I was like, toughen up, son. Honestly.
I don't mind a guy having to cry.
Not when you're trying to impress in the early stages.
No, and when maybe 2 years into the relationship.
Yes.
You know?
So you're okay, let's go with you first. You're a no. Yep, you're a...
Is it in that context?
It's unattractive. In this context, for him to be crying over his blankie when he's trying to impress.
In that context, in like, you know, where it's appropriate,
yeah.
I find it attractive.
Okay, so when he's like, you know, so if his mum dies and he cries and that...
Morbid.
That's, I mean, it's understandable. Let's go to Jackie in Newcastle. Morning, Jackie.
Morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good,
We're
thank
good.
You.
Good. Welcome to the show. What's your take on it? Are you finding this stuff attractive or is it a no-go zone?
Look, it's completely no-go. I love a guy who can be articulate and explain their emotions, but to cry over a blankie, my husband and I run the lounge and we're both like, oh, someone's got to slap him.
100%.
It's 100%. A red alert, isn't it?
Come on,
definitely
man.
Some alarm bells.
So there was no part of it that's endearing at all? It was just fully like, toughen up, son.
But don't you think he's always on the edge of crying? Like you said, love's gone to his head and he always looks like he's about to drop his bottom lip.
He is so lovesick that he could burst into tears when Sophie walks into the room.
That's why he goes so red. Like, I bet after a kiss he'd be like...
Oh, could you imagine?
Your tongue work was amazing. It's too much.
Let's go to Natasha's in Greenpoint. Morning, Tash.
Morning.
Morning.
No-go zone, or are you know, can you see a side to this emotional stuff from him last night?
In this context, I've got to say it's a no-go. I think it's cute when guys have, like, their little toy from childhood or whatever. I think it's great if they can show their emotions, but not in this context.
So you wouldn't hook up with Jared then?
No way.
Well, that's a pretty stern no from Tash.
Tash is running for the hills.
Thanks for your calls this morning. Kira's in Newcastle. Morning, Kira.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Welcome to the show. You can round this out with us here because it could be a clean sweep of toughen up Jared, but what's your take on it?
Come on. It is such a turn off. Like, no way. I'm so hooked on this show and he just makes me cringe every time he opens his mouth.
What if, Kira, he looked like Brad Pitt?
No.
Still?
No. And I just have to turn him down. Couldn't go there.
Well, you've got a better moral compass than me because I'd be all about it.
Three would take
I'd be on board. I'd be like, you're crying? Yep.
Do you not find a Jared attractive?
Not at
for
all.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, you both answered that pretty quick, the poor guy.
Yeah.
He's already crying. If he listened to this, he'd be...
Oh, he'd be a
bubbling
a
mess, wouldn't he?
Well, I thought, at the start, I thought this guy's a chance when he first rocked
Same
up. He
here.
Was really nice and genuine, and now I'm like, mate, time to leave the mansion and stalk Sophie on the outside. Don't do that. I'm just, no, you know what I'm saying?
Producer Ray no, just shaking her head at you.
You know what I'm saying? He's that kind of, he's stage 5 clean.
Oh,
kind
he's
of guy.
Definitely yeah. inboxed her multiple times.
Yes.
Because he ain't winning the show. No. Come on.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Got to bring this up. One of my best mates, his name's Farron, is in the groom's party for my wedding. I've known Faz since I was in year 7. So what's that? 11 years old. We've been mates for that long. You'd think I'd know almost everything about one of my best mates. And then the other night when the Aussies were playing football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, they're out there, World Cup qualifier. It's all on the line, do or die. And I text my mate Faz and I say, mate, are you watching the footy? And his reply is something that I was not expecting. I said, mate, you're watching the footy. He says, what, now? I said, yeah. He said, nah, Kath and Kim. Classic.
What a guy.
Kath and Kim, classic.
What a guy. If you've ever listened to our show, you know that I am a massive fan and Gaundy hates it.
But come on, as a bloke, the footy's on and you're watching Kath and Kim. Faz, join us on the show right now. Hello, mate.
Yeah, hello, mate.
Good How work, Faz. Nice work. Congrats. Very well done.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Been wanting to get you on for a while. But Kath and Kim, mate. Now, Bree's on your side here because she's a massive Kath and Kim lover.
It's an iconic Australian show.
She's always given us impersonations. Give us one of your little impersonations.
Look at me.
Faz has jumped in with it. Oh, mate, I'm honestly thinking about...
Brilliant.
I'm thinking about cutting you from the groom's party, man.
No way! What is going on? You should promote him to best man.
Best man. He's close.
Exactly. I should be best man now. No, Daniel texted me the other night, and I've got to be honest with you, I did not even know the soccer was on. That's how bad I'm going these days. I played soccer for 9 years back in the day, but then Daniel's like, oh, you watching the soccer? And I was like, no, I'm watching. It's Tuesday night, mate. The missus has got Kath and Kim on. So, and then sure enough, Daniel hears about that. He puts it on Facebook and Instagram and stitched me up an absolute beauty.
So all the boys have been getting stuck into him for his love of Kath and Kim.
I was weirdly attracted to Faz at that point.
Oh, he's engaged as well. He's engaged
Damn
as well,
it, all the good Let's ones are taken.
Yep.
Let's be honest, watching Kath and Kim is probably more patriotic than watching the soccer these days, I would have thought.
Mate. Well, with how the Socceroos have been going, I would agree.
Guys.
They had a great win the other night, so Timmy Cahill was a champion. Me and Daniel have always loved him.
Don't try and throw your footy chat in now, mate. You've chosen your side here. Kath and Kim.
Well, did you see my tweet afterwards?
I
watched Tim Cahill. Well, Tim Cahill scored the winner. Then I've tweeted Cahill. And then I'm so... not even watching it, then I've seen him kick the winner, and then I've tweeted about him.
He's trying to win the boys back for his love of the
It's fake. We all know you were watching Kath and Kim. Mate. How can we get our mate Gaundy on board, Faz? How can we get him in?
Stinker of a show, Faz.
I can't cop it, mate.
It's a ripper. Well, it's a Melbourne-based show, so you guys are up north there, so you probably don't see it as much, but come on, mate, don't forget your grassroots. You were down here with me once.
I think Kath and Kim is Australia-wide, mate. I don't know about claiming it.
It's Melbourne-based, you know. Yes.
Even my father, Faz, Aussie farmer, true blue bloke, he loves a bit of Kath and Kim.
Would he have been watching Kath and Kim or the soccer, Bree?
Probably the soccer.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
What's happening?
Just catching up on my robot fighting videos.
Is that what you're watching over there? What's robot fighting? What's that?
Have a listen. It's intense.
Okay. For this action-packed match. And there's two robots fighting.
So these teams create robots and then they fight each other.
Oh, man. Robots literally are taking every single job out there, aren't
they? Like they're
taking
UFC
over.
Yeah.
Who needs Conor McGregor?
I know.
Now, just before we get out of here, I know it does feel like we have talked about the Channing Tatum following you on Instagram a lot today. It really does.
It's big news.
But I mean, hey.
Not as big as what you've made it out to be.
I've made it out to be, have I?
It's all you, mate.
Producer Rach, how much has Bree been banging on about this thing all morning?
Little bit.
Rach! That is not true!
Little bit. It may have been encouraged a lot, but it was a little bit.
I am shocked by you, Rach. You never tell a lie. And now Gaundy's giving her the thumbs up. Nice. Whatever, guys.
I
said to play it cool, and you guys definitely have not done that.
All right, you messaged him. Last time we checked, about just over an hour ago, he hadn't seen the message. Has he seen the message?
All right.
That's all I want to know right now. Because you said to him, hey, mate, hey, bro, what's happening?
I said, Channing, you bloody legend. Yep. Cheers for the follow, mate.
Smooth.
Update.
Yeah.
The Tatum hasn't seen it.
Oh.
Bit of a disappointment.
Damn it.
It's all downhill from here, isn't it, once Channing Tatum follows you?
It's time for a follow-up message. It really is. And
no, I can't double message Channing Tatum.
Oh, I love how you've got morals over Channing Tatum. It's like, oh, no, I just can't. He would. What would he think?
That really isn't playing it cool then.
Right. All right, well, we're dedicating the week to this Channing Tatum following Free.
It's the biggest news in our lives this week, guys.
On Instagram. And just before we do get out of here...
Legendary local.
Just want to let you know about this because there's $1,000 up for grabs for not one, not two, you know, multiple people will be giving out thousands of dollars to.
Yes.
Who knows how many people over the amount of two?
Could be tons.
Could be three, could be 20, who knows. But there is $1,000 if you want to nominate someone that you think is a legendary local, you know.
All you have to do is head to cfm.com.au to nominate who you think is deserving to be called a legendary local.
Yeah, maybe just someone that's helped you out or helped out a family member, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, just the nice stories that you hear of people around the community.
Yeah, we want to get amongst it. And Greater Bank do too. And you can control your banking on your mobile. Here's how. Greater Bank. Check that out for yourself. We will catch you tomorrow for a Friday show.
With more Channing Tatum updates, probably.
Hey, could be on the show tomorrow.
Who knows in this
Who's
crazy world
to say
we live in?
He won't be on the show.
I could be pregnant with his baby tomorrow.
By tomorrow.
It could happen.
We'll catch you for Friday.
See ya.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.